third parak of Kilayin, Mishnah Aleph. It's a very complicated Mishnah, also discussing the minimum separation one has to make between one minute and another. We are talking about vegetables. We mentioned before that if we have a field of vegetables, one has to separate six tefachim between one and the other. This is individual vegetables, small amounts of vegetables, it's enough to separate 1.5 tefachim. In other words, if somebody has an Eretz Yisrael in his backyard and wants to grow cucumbers and tomatoes, it's enough to separate 15 centimeters between one and the other, as long as he's planting small amounts. So aruga, based on this, we are going to now say, an aruga shishisha tefachim la shishisha tefachim. The person has his row, which is some total of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. That's a small amount. Based on the shishas, it's between 50-60 centimeters by 50-60 centimeters. Zayin b'toych chamisha zayin, and he still plants 5 different minim in them. How? Arba ba'arba ruchas zaruga. 4 on 4 sides of the aruga. Becha de'emta. There are various ways of setting this up, but the bottom line is that they're planted in a fashion that there will remain 1.5 tefachim separation between each min and min, which is possible since you have 6 tefachim and you start on the two ends. You plant a little bit on the two ends, you still have room to plant something in the middle with a 1.5 tefach separation in the middle. Hoya logvul goiva tefach. If there's a border around this patch, this aruga, which is one shisha tefachim on shisha tefachim, and it's surrounded by a border which is one tefach high surrounding it, and the width of that is between 1 and 2 tefachim, according to the Yerushalmi. So now basically what he has a square of 6 by 6 tefachim surrounded by another a rim which is one tefach higher than that and one tefach wide. Since it's one tefach higher, that's considered separated from what's going underneath, and there's no need to separate between the lower level and the higher level, but in each level by itself one does have to separate. So the Tanakhama says Zar Matoicha Shloisha Alter. You can only plant 13 minim, Shloisha Alkol Gvulu Gvul, and in each side of the four gvulos you can plant 3 in a fashion like we said before, you're separating 1.5 amas between one another. And Echad Be'emta, the Tanakhama says, you can only put one in the center. Since there's so many minim over here, they did not permit one to add more than that amount. The truth is, even in the first case, that you could only put 5 minim in there, technically there are ways of setting up that you can put in more than 5 minim, but even so, since it's such a small patch of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, one cannot add more than 5 minim no matter how he sets it up, even if he has this separation of 1.5 tefachim. And the Chum holds that even if you have this gvul, you can only add 13 minim. One should not plant a turnip in that border which is one tefach high, because as the turnip grows, it will just fill up the whole area of the border, and it will knock out the earth of the border, and there won't be a separation between this turnip and other things that are growing inside. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Shisha Be'emta. Rabbi Yehuda says you can have a sum total of 18, 13 like we said before on the Gvul, 3 on each of the 4 sides, 12 on the Gvul, 3 on each of the 4 sides, sum total of 12, another 6 in the middle. Now here's a little chiddush, because you saw before that Tanakhama said you only have 5 in the middle, and Rabbi Yehuda says you could fit your entire to 6 in the middle, kamuvan, provided that you have a separation of 1.5 tefachim between each and the other. The Rambam happens to pass like Rabbi Yehuda over here, that you'll have 6 in the middle, even though he passes in the beginning of the Mishnah that if you don't have the board, you can only have 5 in the middle, which is a little problem, because lechara, Rabbi Yehuda is cholek on that. That, when one learns the Rambam, there's a big discussion. But in any event, that's the psak according to the Rambam, that if he does not have the border around, if he has a path 6x6 tefachim, he's entitled to put maximum 5 different types of vegetables in it, provided that he separates 1.5 tefachim between each vegetable. If he has a border, 1 tefach high around it, then he's allowed to have a sum total of 18 different minim in this patch.